Under strict rules set by the federal government and the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission, 11 native communities in Alaska are allowed to hunt a limited number of bowhead whales each year. Every summer, the successful whaling crews host a feast called Nalukituk in communities along the Arctic coast. This year, one such festival was held on the summer solstice in Nuiqsut, a village of about 400 on Alaska's North Slope, not far from where the Colville River meets the Arctic Ocean. They harvested four whales, and Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk was there for the feast and festivities. Here's her story.
Whaling Captain Herbert Apolluk Sr. sits in the driver's seat of a white pickup parked at the center of a sandy baseball field. Around him, the celebration is beginning. Today is his cruise in the Nalukituk, and the Nalukituk is special.
Special because it was created thousands of years ago and passed on to the younger generation, to the next generation.
Ipaluk upholds this tradition.
It's about the whale. The whale gives up to you, to the people that works really hard.
Next to Ipaluk's truck, folding tables are weighed down with big steaming pots of soup and colorfully frosted cakes. The baseball field's bleachers are filling with family members and neighbors, kids and elders, bundled up in puffy coats, furs, and blankets. The crew starts serving homemade goose and caribou soup, bread and crackers, and hot drinks.
Coffee?
Later, the focal point, whale meat, comes out in huge plastic tubs. It's prepared several ways, like migiak, fermented meat, and uruk, cooked meat. Finally, muktuk, frozen skin and blubber, carved into hand-sized chunks and eaten raw, gets dropped into waiting coolers.
Three, four. Thank you.
The crew carefully distributes the whale based on the number of people per household. Some is eaten on the spot, and the rest is stored for take-home in plastic containers or Ziploc bags. Vera Apolluk is at the center of the action. She's the whaling captain's wife. In between making sure everything is going smoothly, she sneaks in a few hugs.
Well, here's my oldest grandson. Hi, sonny boy. I like your sweater.
Thank you.
Get out of here. See you later. Love you.
Her family is here from near and far. Almost all her kids and grandkids, she says. But it's not just about the relatives. Vera wants everyone to feel welcome.
I make sure that my crew have a big smile on their face to keep people happy.
That translates into many moments of joy, like the candy. There's so much candy. Every half an hour or so, Hershey's chocolates, Laffy Taffy, and Sour Patch Kids are tossed over the bleachers, and the kids pounce.
Mom, I got one!
There's even more candy during the event Nalukituk is known for, the blanket toss. A circular sealskin blanket is suspended 10 feet above the ground. Men and women grab hold of the edges and start pulling in unison. And one brave soul holding a bag of candy jumps on top.
One, two, three. Almost, man.
There's an art to it. Getting the timing right isn't as easy as it looks. They try again.
One, two, three. Yep.
When it's done right, the person on the blanket is catapulted upwards, and candy goes flying. It makes your average trampoline look pretty tame. Once everyone has their turn on the blanket, the day ends at Nuiqsut City Hall, where the village gathers for drumming, singing, and dancing. The sealskin from the blanket toss becomes a dance floor at the center of the room. A line of men in folding chairs leads the singing, keeping time with shallow hand drums. James Tollock is among them.
I've been drumming all my life. Yeah, since infancy. Yeah. Since probably before I could walk.
Tollock says Nalukituk songs have been passed down for generations, heard not just here in Alaska, but across the Arctic, in Canada, even parts of Russia. Some of the music has even more universal themes, he says, like invitational songs to get everyone up dancing. And most everyone does. Elders and children, Nuiqsut residents and visitors from far away, all take their turn on the sealskin blanket. Tollock says Nalukituk is for everyone.
There really isn't anything held back as far as community, not just community service, but that feeling of being welcome.
The dancing continues into the early hours of the morning. On the wall behind the drummers, there's a line of framed photographs of elders who have passed on. Nuiqsut's past leaders, whaling captains and whaling captains' wives, looking on as today's generation carries forward the Nalukituk tradition. For Here and Now, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Alaska.
And Elizabeth's story comes to us from Alaska's Energy Desk, a public media collaboration focused on energy and the environment.